Well, good morning. Today in our first class, actually, on the Passion Narratives, we're going to look at John's Gospel, starting in chapter 11, which is the story of the raising of Lazarus. This was actually, I did this as part of a retreat here a couple of years ago. I have to compress what was a three-hour presentation into about 40 minutes this morning, so if I go through things a little trippingly, that's the reason why. If you have your Bible again, John chapter 11, if not, the handout is here. And we'll just read through the story so as to put it in our mind, and we'll go back and talk about a number of the details in the account. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you're going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, but because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She's going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also keep this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." And 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. So that's the story, as we have it in Scripture. All right? As in all stories, particularly in scriptural ones, the fathers tell us, Mark the monk, or Mark the ascetic, if you really want to know who it was, says that the spiritual man, when he reads the scriptures, applies everything to himself. So we find ourselves in the story. And in this case, I suggest we find ourselves in Lazarus. A certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany. We are all soul sick. We all need some kind of transformation. We all stand in need of renewal. There's always some seed of corruption in us. Transformation doesn't come from earning love by meriting up things that we do or doing sweet things for Jesus so that he's happy with us and rewards us. Rather, transformation comes from being loved. And we saw in this story that Lazarus was, in fact, already loved by Jesus. Okay? So only Jesus can offer us the life that we are longing for. Only God can fill the God-sized hole in our heart that every one of us has. And the story of Lazarus is, in fact, the story of the Christian life. And I'll lay that all out for you here in the time that we have this morning. So, a question you might want to ask yourself just is this. If we are Lazarus and we ourselves were sick, what are we sick with? What is your ailment? Where's your weakness? What the thing you need to overcome? What do you need to be transformed about your own self? So there's a place to begin with it in personalizing the story. Now, when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed for two more days in the place where he was. I always, that catches me every time that I read that passage there in verse 6. Now, Jesus loved Martha and Mary. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Yeah, just exactly what I would do. Wait, somebody is sick. No, you go to them right then and there. It sort of reminds me, I read things like this. There was a passage, I forget which one of those women authors from the 19th century, Jane Eyre or one of those. Who wrote Pride and Prejudice? Excuse me? Oh, it's Jane Austen. Jane Austen, yeah. One of those nice 19th century women writers who wrote in a letter, because your problem was so pressing, I waited only a fortnight to respond to you. Only 2 weeks, it was that serious, so, I didn't wait the usual month to answer, but a mere 2 weeks, it's inconceivable to us today. And so Jesus loves Lazarus, so he just stayed a couple of more days while his friend was sick. It always sticks out to me, all right? But the reality is it's the same thing that we find with the Lord. How often have we ourselves sought a quick answer to a prayer, found ourselves in trouble or in despair or something else, and the Lord doesn't show up when we want him to? No? That seems to be a habit with him. Waiting for Jesus to arrive, though, is part of the process of our own transformation and our healing. We have to learn to wait on the Lord. We have to learn to be patient with him. We have to learn sometimes to stew in our own juices for a while too, so that we can fully realize our own condition before the Lord can come and heal us. So sometimes he just waits for that. Our own inner transformation involves working through our own disappointments and disillusionments in life. And that means sometimes we're